San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Everybody, Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next 2 hours talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. You can also check us out on the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone, Sirius Satellite Radio app on your smartphone as well. iHeart.com, the talk radio portal at iHeartRadio on the internet. And everywhere in the entire world where internet is available, you can listen to this show live every Sunday. We got a lot of news to talk about in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts today. Night of Champions taking place literally immediately as the show goes off the air. We're going to do a big preview of the show here in the first hour, talk about all of the matches, Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, Alberto Del Rio, Rob Van Dam, everything that's taking place on that show, as well as last night's Floyd Mayweather-Canelo Alvarez fight went pretty much, I think, exactly how everybody expected. I was looking at the feedback before and after the show last night, and even people that really hate Floyd Mayweather all expected Floyd Mayweather to win. And he did, except on one card. We'll get into that as well. And we'll talk about Ultimate Fighter as well. UFC 165 is coming up this weekend. Johnny Bones Jones against Alexander Gustafsson is the main event of that show. Raw is tomorrow. We'll talk about last week's show leading into the Night of Champions, as well as what's happening tomorrow. Dusty Rhodes has been invited to Raw by Stephanie McMahon in storyline. We'll see what that's all about. Also, CMLL's 80th anniversary show took place on Friday. Kind of a swerve. They had a mask match in the main event, and earlier on the card, there was a match to determine who was going to be in the mask match. And suffice to say, a lot of fans very upset about who ended up going to the finals. We'll talk about that, plus Impact Bound for Glory Series Tournament, Total Divas last week and tonight. The first of two season finales is tonight. Plus New Japan, Wrestle 1, so much more. So back in just a moment with that, everybody. Don't touch that dial. Listen to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt completely forgiven, both the principal and interest? American Credit Card Solutions wants to give you free information that shows you how. Thousands of people have used this relief program to have their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is $10,000 or more in credit debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. Call for free debt forgiveness information now. 800-287-8013. That's 800-287-8013 to discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. 800-287-8013. 800-287-8013. Don't wait. Call 800-287-8013 now.
On Wrestling Observer Live. Right now, for us here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined, as always, by Mike Sempervivi of the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare, also up at WrestlingObserver.com, here to talk all the news. And, Mike, what's going on this week?
There was actually a lot going on this week, and a whole lot more with tonight with Night of Champions, and then obviously Raw coming up tomorrow night. But a busy couple of last days here, spread throughout. No matter what you like, whether it's pro wrestling, whether it's boxing, MMA, whichever form of canvas matted madness you like, there's been something for you. And there was a whole lot of madness, I guess, really Friday at Arena Mexico and Saturday at the Mayweather Canelo fight.
Well, no matter what you think about mixed martial arts or pro wrestling, the fact of the matter is, when this year is over, virtually guaranteed, in fact, I'd say guaranteed, the biggest show of the year took place last night, Mayweather-Canelo. And Mike, take us through what happened last night.
Well, what happened was what everyone thought would happen, which is Floyd Mayweather just a 12-round victory, unanimous, well, majority decision victory, believe it or not, over Canelo Alvarez. Alvarez, the fight was contracted to be 152 pounds. Canelo's a big boy, and he usually fights at 154, and realistically, he's going to be a middleweight at 160 pounds in the future. And he was taking this fight, he's only 23 years old, and he was taking this fight really probably 2 years earlier than he should have. But the reality of Mayweather's Showtime CBS contract is they were very disappointed with the last Guerrero fight and the fact that it did under a million buys. So the, you know, biggest name they could get out there that was not named Manny Pacquiao, that's the decision they were going to go with. And it was just too much for Golden Boy and Canelo to pass up. And obviously Mayweather was making, what, $45 million for this fight, just absolutely amazing. So they had to try to get some, as much as they possibly could out of it and get as much revenue as they could out of it right now. And Canelo just, he's a big kid, 152 pounds. He got down to that. He actually weighed 165 going in. And I don't know if that really hurt him late in the fight and the fact that he was not able to get off or really try anything. He just looked frustrated and just was not dynamic at all, and Mayweather did what Mayweather always does, which was stand back and pick him apart and use great defense and just completely break Alvarez down. And just a dominating victory. I think I gave Mayweather 11 rounds. Maybe it was only 10. I can't remember. But that's pretty much how everyone had it, except for one judge, C.J. Ross, who had the fight scored 114-114, which was inexplicable. But that is one in a long line of bad, or questionable decisions that she's had, and it just shines another, awful light on the Nevada State Athletic Commission and the state of judging in general.
Why does she keep getting hired?
That's a good question. We've been asking this for years, and that's one of the things I used to kind of make fun of hardcore MMA fans about, that, really honestly thought when UFC was blowing up, a decade ago, they honestly believed something would change. But when you have to leave things in the hands of state athletic commissions, which the UFC does, and they should, like every other sport, that's exactly what they should be doing. But it leads to just awful, awful referees, awful judges. Look at some of these boxing judges and referees that became MMA, referees and judges and have no idea what the sport is about. It's It's just one of those things. Why they keep getting hired is because nobody really, you know, cares in, you know, each individual state. So I think the only time that the average person thinks or hears about a state athletic commission is when it has something to do with their state lottery or it has something to do with a big boxing match in Nevada. And that's it. So without anybody watching the watchers, these types of things happen.
Now, if they'd waited 2 years, was Canelo Alvarez going to beat Floyd Mayweather? I know that's a long way in the future. Based on what you saw last night.
Well, he would have had a better shot. You know, Canelo's he's a hell of a fighter. I mean, he's a really, really good fighter, and he's a really good 154-pound fighter. It's just that Floyd Mayweather Jr. is one of the best fighters of, you know, obviously in his feelings, it's all time. But he's certainly one of the best fighter of this generation and the most dynamic fighter of this generation. And, you know, it's until you face a guy like Mayweather who uses old school rolling of the shoulders and firing off and uses different angles and can bait you in and just frustrate you to the point of, you know, you just want to give up at the end. It's either that or you do what Ricky Hatton did, which was just go swing wildly and, you know, wonder if you get knocked out, which he did. You know, those are really the only two things you can do, and Mayweather's just great. And at least in a couple of years, he would have been 37 years old. His legs, you know, maybe possibly, even though they're still there now, maybe those had, you know, finally given out by then, and he had more of a puncher's chance. But you just never know, and it's, you know, hey, notch another one for Floyd Mayweather.
Now, how often is Floyd going to fight, and who... I guess a few people, if you were in charge, would be next in line.
Well,
realistically.
Well, he had a turnaround of only 4 months, which is what everyone thought that was really going to help him. Just because, you know, when, you know, you continue to fight, you end up being really sharp, and that won't happen again. It just won't. He'll probably won't fight again until next May. It's Cinco de Mayo. That's a good boxing day, so unless something else comes on there, a Canelo Alvarez fight or something like that, Floyd's probably going to steal that date, and then he'll fight again in September again, which is, you know, this has kind of become the big fight day every year has been around Mexican Independence Day or that weekend, and it's a good one to homestead. So, you know, Floyd, you know, kind of took that away from Oscar De La Hoya once De La Hoya retired, so those will probably be the next two fights, and you know, who knows? I'm not sure who's got enough box office out there. Danny Garcia defeated Matisse last night to remain 140-pound Ring Magazine World Heavyweight Champion. And there's a possibility of him moving up to 147 because Floyd talked about moving back down to 147, the welterweight class. So there's a possibility of that. He's undefeated. He's from Philadelphia. He's slick and defensive with, you know, pretty good power for his weight. He's got a wacky, you know, father in the corner who's his trainer who, you know, a 24-7 between he and Floyd Mayweather Sr. It could be really annoying or it could be great or, you know, it could be both, actually. So there's a possibility there. There's a handful of guys, too. Mayweather had a short list with CBS of guys he possibly could fight, Amir Khan being another one, which... You know, if you want to try to make some money out of this, take the show on the road for one of these fights. You know, I don't think anybody thinks Amir Khan can beat Floyd Mayweather Jr., but you know what? Why not have that fight in England where you could probably max out the amount of dollars you could get for the thing? So I think there's a possibility of that, too.
Now, the CMLL 80th anniversary show, let's talk about that very quickly. You saw the entire show, and what were your thoughts?
I really enjoyed it. Now, I'm not a Sometimes I watch the Coliseo show each week, and I usually watch CMLL's MX52 show. But with that said, I'm not a huge Lucha Libre fan. I don't put a whole lot of thought into it, even though I like watching it. I try not to overanalyze it too much. It's kind of like my guilty pleasure show where, you know, Maximo's out there grinding on a dude or something like that, and it's just something to entertain me. But I really, you know, this is my first time watching the Friday night show, and the anniversary show was just, I thought it was awesome. And again, I can't be too critical of the main event because I understand why Lucha fans are upset about it, but it, you know, I will say this, the main event match that they had, The mask versus match mask between Sombra and Volador was, it should be ranked as one of the best matches of the year. It was 2 out of 3 falls, and they absolutely killed themselves in that match, and it was something that the fans really didn't get into or appreciate, but that was just because they really wanted something else.
Do you think we're going to get Atlantis Guerrero at some point, or the fact that it didn't happen Friday night means it's just not going to happen?
Well, not really knowing the scene that well, I would say they probably wanted to extend it out to get another show out of the deal. But I don't know if it's because of that reason, or maybe Atlantis, if he loses the mask because he's so old, figures, you know, this is the end of my career. But, you know, if he was going to do that, he probably should have did it on this show, which had a record house.
All right, we're going to do a break. We'll talk more about this and Night of Champions when we come back. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469. That's 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469.
Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Also available on the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone. Sirius Satellite Radio app. Search Sports Byline USA or Wrestling Observer, as well as iHeart.com. iHeart.com, the talk radio portal at iHeartRadio, will get you this show as well, and replays. Also available, obviously, on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. We're here talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts for 2 hours, as we are every Sunday. We got a lot of stuff, including a Night of Champions preview, which begins moments after the show goes off the air. But any final thoughts on the CMLL 80th anniversary show before we move on here?
Just that if anybody has a chance to see it, they you know, who didn't get a chance to see it, they really should. I hope I never see a top rope Canadian destroyer sunset pile driver ever again, because that was the finish of the match, which was, you know, filled with incredible, painful-looking spots anyway. But Volador, Sombra pulled off that top rope Canadian destroyer, and Volador looked like he broke his neck. And it was just a reminder of how dangerous things could be, even though it was an incredibly great match. It was an incredibly scary move, and I hope I never see that again. But again, as a non, you know, heavy Lucha fan watching the show, I really was entertained from top to bottom.
And then Volador was right up to unmask.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Yes, he was. And look, and again, Lucha psychology is something that, you know, when I grew up watching, you know, American wrestling, and then I saw Japanese wrestling next, and GLOW. I had not seen Mexican wrestling till later on, so the psychology, which is very special, and the, you know, the way they work, which is from the other side, and all those sorts of things, I've never been able to really wrap my brain around it. I mean, Blue Panther and Averno had a really good match, and it had a great ending, I thought, with Mephisto. I really thought it was awesome. It was a hair versus hair match that was three falls of submissions. And Panther is going to be 53 years old on Thursday. In the third fall of the match, he does three topes. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was either a moonsault or one, like a twisting dive from the top rope to the floor. And that was just in the third fall. So the entire show was filled with these sorts of things. And again,
and you don't think Mayweather can go in 2 years?
That's a very good point. And it's amazing. I mean, I don't know how old Atlantis is. And again, from an outside point of view, when you see these names and you see their ages, you can't believe why. And that's what really, I think, pissed people off about the main event, which was Volador and Sombra against Ultimo Guerrero and Atlantis. And how it works is the guys have to get two falls. And what was going to happen, and I don't know, again, here's another psychology issue. The winners of the match were going to face off in a mask versus mask, not the losers. So the crowd that was there, and they drew whatever it was, a $20,000, whatever the house was, or the amount of people, it was a record. And they kind of came to see Atlantis because he is the oldest guy and is, what, in his 60s or whatever it is. They kind of wanted to, they figured that the whole buildup for the whole thing was to see this legend, you know, lose his mask. Or, on the flip side, watch a guy in Ultimo Guerrero, who is incredibly popular as well, and his, you know, the second oldest guy out there, and frankly, really probably doesn't need his mask. He would get along fine without it. You know, one of those two were going to be the final guys, and they weren't. And not only weren't they were both eliminated very early into the match, which led to everybody being very upset and chanting fraud and booing the dancing girls, which, you know, once they're booing the dancing girls, it's not a good night. And it really wasn't, and it was hard for anybody to try to get anything back off of that show. They had a really good six-man in the semi-main event spot with the new Mystico and everything, and it was a great, you know, great match. They busted their ass. They did everything, and they still couldn't get the crowd in full. And then the main event came with Volador and Sombra, and again, they killed themselves, but still fans were grumbling and booing throughout.
You know, on the subject of these old guys and Mayweather, Mayweather's, I think, 37, if I recall correctly. Or is he 36? 37?
He's 35 right now.
He's 35?
Yep.
Oh, man, he's got decades ahead of him. Is he really only, hold on a second. I gotta.
The reason you have 37 stuck in your head is that's because of how old you are.
I'm 38.
Oh, God, you're old. That's right, I'm 37.
He's 36, by the way. He'll be 37 in February. Anyway, now, obviously, he doesn't live a completely stress-free life because he's been in and out of jail. But this is a guy that's got a lot of money. If you watched his countdown special, he's lives a rather pampered lifestyle. He's got the girls there that massage him every night. He's got the personal chef that cooks him food every day. And he does. He does stay up late. But the story, at least, is that doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. And, you know, he, listen, I'm not a world-class athlete by any means, okay? But I'm also not pampered like a world-class athlete. And I don't drink and smoke. And I take pretty good care of myself. And I feel great, 38. So I don't see why Floyd Mayweather can't go for another however long he wants to go. Obviously not indefinitely. I don't think he's going to be 52 years old and beating people. But the guy is only 36, and I think you would agree. I'm not a hardcore boxing fan or anything like that. But you know, Floyd Mayweather, his gimmick is he doesn't get hit, and people make fun of it. Oh, you know, he's running or this and that or whatever, rolling. But the guy doesn't get hit, and when you are a guy who stays in really good shape. And you get taken care of like a world class athlete, and you don't take a serious beating like a Vanderlei Silva, for example. You know, I don't even know how old he is, but he may as well be 25 years older because of all the beatings he's taken in his life. I don't see why Floyd can't continue to be the best in the world in his weight class and maybe pound for pound at least into his late 30s, early 40s. I mean, maybe I'm completely out of my mind, but I don't see any evidence of, oh my God, this guy is getting old.
Well, one of the, you know, promoters for the show as part of Golden Boy is Bernard Hopkins, who's 48 years old.
Yeah.
And doing that. And he's another example. He went to jail early in his life, but he also, when he got out, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, took incredibly, remarkably great care of his body, and you see where he's at. And, you know, when you look at Mayweather, too, look at the genetics that he comes from. You know, obviously Roger's got the diabetes issue right now, but his father, you know, Floyd Sr., you know, who was a fighter for a long time, pumping along well, you know, Jeff Mayweather, you know, apparently is doing okay, too, so... You look at those guys, and it's like, you know, incredibly healthy, and he keeps himself in great shape. And yes, he could. The problem is he's now priced himself out of a point where, yeah, people are going to pay to see him fight, but that was the biggest fight he could have. So, you know, there's nobody really on the horizon either for him to have massive fights with. So when he, you know, he's got, I think, what, four more fights on this deal? I think that puts him at 49-0. If he can get another win after that, you know, have a big blow-off, maybe if he wanted to, they're 50-0. But essentially, that's the way it's going, and the biggest problem is there's nobody for him to fight without taking a risk that's, you know, would be incredibly stupid, like jumping up to, I don't know, fight a Bernard Hopkins or something like that.
Even though he decisively beat Alvarez last night, could you do Mayweather Alvarez 2 on Cinco de Mayo and have the and have people think that, all right, yeah, he got beat pretty, but my God, he learned a lesson, and he's going to come here on Cinco de Mayo of all days, and he's going to beat Floyd.
Yeah, you know what? Four fights from now, the last one on that deal, maybe, because if Canelo goes out and just kills people the next three times out and, or, you know, but again, maybe one and done is probably enough there. You'd have to get somebody else. I mean, for somebody like that, Juan Manuel Marquez, even though he dominated, you know, was dominated by Mayweather, you know, he and Pacquiao have great fights with each other. They've had remarkable fights, and he just knocked Pacquiao out again. You know, where he, for the first time, he finally gets his decisive win over Pacquiao. By knocking him out late, I would rather see that one try to be sold to me, and I think that one would make more sense, even though, again, Mayweather's already dominated him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where you go from here if you're Showtime.
No, yeah, I mean, it's an incredible problem to have if you're Floyd Mayweather because it's, again, in a way, it's your money years now. They're going to be gone after this, and I don't know if he's going to be... I can't see him. I can see appearances and things like that. There's the rap game, which he wanted to do at one point. But, you know, the way he spends money, that's the issue now. And, again, the Guerrero fight only did $900,000. this is going to do great. And obviously, you know, he's making the $45 million bucks for this, and he's going to make a lot more his next couple of fights, but that's going to be it after that for Floyd Mayweather.
Should note that, in fact, last Sunday, wrestling was voted in as an Olympic sport again. Were you shocked, Mike?
No, I had a feeling it would. You know, I feel sorry for squash and softball and everything. But in reality, if nothing else, this was a huge wake-up call for the world, for, you know, the oldest Olympic sport out there. And, again, I had a feeling that it's incredibly tough to take wrestling out of the Olympics. And I understand not a great spectator sport here in North America, but worldwide, what it means to a lot of countries, and has for a long, long time, shouldn't have been sacrificed just because, you know, the purity of it, you know, in the whole nine yards, just because it doesn't get great TV ratings or bring in big sponsor dollars.
Back in a moment, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. We're here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794. XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. You can check us out on the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone, as well as the Sirius Satellite Radio app, iHeart.com, which is iHeartRadio, the talk radio portal up there, iHeart.com. All of it, search Wrestling Observer or Sports Byline. Shows are up there, and iHeart in particular, 60 million subscribers. This is the most listened to wrestling mixed martial arts show in the entire world. And you can find out more about us at WrestlingObserver.com. We do daily radio shows up there at WrestlingObserver.com, sometimes several shows per day. And as a subscriber, for just $10.99 per month, you get access to every show we've ever done dating back to 2005. If you love audio, if you love WrestlingObserver.com, there's no better place to go than WrestlingObserver.com. We got so much news and information up there, daily updates. We have the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Figure Four Weekly, as noted, all of the different radio shows. So much stuff up there. If you head up to WrestlingObserver.com and you click on the right-hand side of the page, scroll down, click on any of those shows, and free samples. You can check out past editions of this show, the Brian and Vinny show, Figure Four Daily, all of the different shows. If you like what you hear, sign up. And if you sign up, trust me, you will never, ever run out of wrestling or mixed martial arts audio. So check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. Also, since we are on Sirius Satellite Radio, a quick plug. Tomorrow, Sirius XM 104, it is the return of Art Bell to the airwaves. And I'm very excited about that. Art Bell was the guy, his show influenced me to get into this radio thing. So want to give a big plug to Art. Sirius XM 104 Indie Talk tomorrow, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, Monday through Thursday. New shows, Michio Kaku starting out tomorrow as well. So big plug and a big thumbs up to Art Bell. Very excited for that. And Mike, we have not yet talked about the retirement of Jim Ross, at least publicly, that's what they are stating. In fact, the doom of Jim Ross has been talked about among various people since the WWE 2K14 video game panel that he hosted, where Ric Flair hijacked the entire thing. And as soon as it happened, there was a lot of talk that, oh boy, they're going to take this out on JR. And you know, everything kind of cooled down for a while, and everybody sort of forgot that, not forgot, but kind of figured that it had sort of blown over. Little did we know that it had not blown over. And in fact, well, unfortunately, that was the end of Jim Ross as of Wednesday of this week. WWE announced his retirement. He is on to pursue personal endeavors. And the whole story, quite frankly, sucks.
I second that completely. In fact, there are much harsher words to use. It just, you can't use them here. It doesn't really make any sense. Jim Ross and WWE and the McMahons have always had a odd relationship anyway. They have put him in charge of talent relations, and they entrusted him with helping getting talent, developing talent for their company so they could make money. And while doing that, and also being the lead announcer, and while doing that, also wanting to get him off TV because he was too Southern or too old or had too much Bell's palsy, or, the embarrassing him of just the constant stuff, the McMahon, the amount of time they wasted making fun of his colon surgery. It's always been really weird. And then he goes back for more, you know, so you can't really say too much about it. He actually likes what he does and obviously puts up with it or deals with it or doesn't, you know, is not as affected by it by, you know, as some other people are. But it's just, you know, they announced this thing as a retirement, even though he was blindsided by it, obviously. And they put this stuff out, and for what reason? Because he couldn't control Ric Flair? Well, who controls Ric Flair when you get him on a roll in any public forum when you get a chance to talk? You know, it's just, it's really ridiculous, and I'll never really understand what it is with them and Jim Ross, and until that time comes, you know, I'll just question why, with every other sport and with everything else. I mean, we always have a lot of revelry for our announcers, and we, you know, take care of their memories and things like that. And Jim Ross is the greatest wrestling announcer of all time, and he's incredibly well-connected in sports, and he's incredibly well-liked mainstream, you know, sports-wise and likewise. I don't understand it. I mean, they carry his barbecue sauce, and they are the exclusive sellers for it in North America, or I guess worldwide now. And, you know, since I don't understand the dynamic, it's hard for me to understand.
Now, do you feel that one of these days Jim Ross is going to be back? Because that's my, let me put it this way. I'm not sold on the idea that there's actually going to be a WWE Network. I think the WWE Network was originally, when they first conceived of it, I think the idea was that it was going to launch in 2011, may have been 2012, but it's been years now, and I don't think we're necessarily any closer to it. And if there is a WWE Network, I see a place in it for Jim Ross as the voice of the network. But if there is not a WWE Network, then I don't know. I don't know if he'll ever be back. I don't know what the role for him is, because I suspect that they're going to replace him in his NXT duties. Likely, the rumor is, with William Regal, who I'm sure will do a tremendous job. But if there is a WWE Network, if it launches, do you see Jim Ross being a part of that?
Yeah, especially if, you know, by that time he doesn't need them, which they always are more fired up to get someone when they think they're not needed anymore. And Jim Ross, you know, I hope somebody offers him something, you know, in MMA, or really more for me, I'd be happier with hearing him football-wise. I remember when he was at WSB in Atlanta doing the Atlanta Falcons sidelines and having his talk show. And I know he's already a regular guest on Yahoo Sports Radio on the weekend, and was at the Oklahoma game yesterday, was pictured on the sidelines with ESPN. And, you know, I'm not saying ESPN should take him. You know, obviously Todd Grisham and the coach both went over there after their WWE runs. But, again, there's so many sports radio outlets out there. Each network has one, in addition to Sports Byline and Yahoo and all these other places. So him getting a deal like that would make me very happy. And if he had a deal like that, you would know even more than they would already want him back. If the network begins, they would really want him back then.
You know what I think really annoys me about the whole story is, obviously there have always been issues with Vince and Jim Ross. I don't know why. I don't know what Vince's deal is. But if you don't want Jim Ross working for you anymore, and you don't want to fire him because you're afraid of the flack, then just, you know, call him into the office and say you're retiring, and away we go. You know, as opposed to looking for an excuse, which is what I feel this is. We're looking for an excuse to get rid of Jim Ross, and you know, maybe that's not it. I don't know, but I mean,
but how is it even a valid excuse?
It's not. That's why it's so infuriating to me. Like, if you don't like Jim Ross, just get rid of Jim Ross. But if you secretly, or maybe not even secretly, don't like Jim Ross, and you're just looking for a reason, why even look for the reason? Just get rid of the guy. Because the reason that you came up with, I mean, the idea of having them announce that Jim Ross was retired, as opposed to saying Jim Ross has been fired. I mean, obviously there was a reason for that. They didn't want to deal with the pushback from fans. But and I guess they didn't even have a reason. But for those of this that know the reason, it's such a bad reason. I mean, on that panel, they're concerned that Flair was unprofessional and Jim Ross should have stepped in to quell the situation, everything like that. It annoys me because Jim Ross did try to quell the situation. He repeatedly tried. And what are you going to do with Ric Flair? Do you want Jim Ross to walk over there and physically grab Ric Flair and drag him off the stage? Because that wasn't going to happen. He tried to tell Flair to stop. He tried to move on over and over and over again, and Flair just kept going and going and going. And furthermore, every single person on that panel, all they did was egg Flair on. They laughed at his jokes. They whatever the word would be, they enabled him. They enabled him to keep going and keep going. And the only guy there, I mean, Paul Heyman even walked over and tore up Jim Ross's script. The only guy there that tried to stop Ric Flair was Jim Ross. And at the end of the day, he was blamed for what happened. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And that's what annoys me more than anything else. I mean, if Ross would have stood up there and egged the guy on and torn up his own script and said, you know what, we had a plan, but hey, Ric Flair's entertaining. Let's let Ric Flair. If he'd have done all of that, then fine. You got a great reason to let the guy go. But that didn't happen. He was the only guy trying to reel this fish in. And to release him because of that, for this to be the reason that you got rid of Jim Ross, I mean, it's the worst. I mean, I'm sure if you really looked around, if you really don't like Jim Ross, I'm sure you could find a reason to get rid of Jim Ross. Maybe one day he showed up late for NXT because his car broke down. I don't know. I'm sure you can find some way to get rid of the guy. But this reason here that he was in charge of an event that went off the rails. I mean, if you, and I saw it and everybody else did as well, this was not Jim Ross's fault. This was not fair.
I don't know. And it's just, like you said, it doesn't make any sense. Why was Mysterio not disciplined for not doing anything? Why, what Heyman, Austin, the reasons behind this are just, it's just weird. And again, I don't understand, and that just makes it, again, like you said, infuriating, and just it looks incredibly stupid.
So, for the time being, everybody, Jim Ross is gone, and he recorded the Steve Austin podcast, so that should be interesting to listen to in the next couple of days. And we'll see where this goes. There's been some blowback from fans and such, but nothing that I think will cause WWE to change their mind about Jim Ross. I think it'll actually just make them, I don't know. Let's just see where things go is all I'll say. But I think that Jim Ross has got a lot of things he could do. He's been doing the Mick Foley style one-man show on the road. It's gotten some pretty good reviews. And he, of course, can write a book. And there's a lot of stuff he can do. So end of the day, I think Jim Ross is going to be fine. But it is frustrating to me because I know that he loved the job that he did with TNA. He even talked about it like 2 weeks ago. For those of you that think that we're completely full of it and that there's no conspiracy here and that Jim Ross really did decide to retire and it had nothing to do with the video game conference. Well, 2 weeks ago when Jim Ross was doing his one-man show, he made it very, very clear. And I have gotten the quote sent to me from somebody who was there that Jim Ross made it very clear he had no intentions of retiring. He was not retiring anytime soon. He loved the job he was doing with NXT, and he did not want to do anything else. That is what Jim Ross said 2 weeks ago. And then, amazingly, 2 weeks later, he just out of the blue decided that he was going to retire. Obviously, that story doesn't make any sense based on what he himself said 2 weeks ago. So, anyway, that's the Jim Ross story, everybody. We're going to move on. There's not much more to say about it. But when we come back, we've got a lot of news, including a full preview of tonight's Night of Champions. So get ready for that. Back in just a moment, you're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client compliant immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Since it's a short segment, a couple of notes from Japan. Not to shortchange Japan, but I know you haven't watched a lot of the Wrestle 1 debut, Mike. But from what you saw, what do you think?
It's wacky, you know, and they did a couple actually of good things on there as well. It wasn't just wackiness, even though the main event was Keiji Muto and Bob Sapp against Aaron Aguilera as Zodiac and Rene Dupree, which I'm assuming no one believed that these people were still in wrestling, but it is true. They're in Japan kind of... Even though the Hustle promotion that had their Wrestle 1 promotion for a little while, that's what it was before it became Hustle, and they kind of called back to that. I don't think the whole promotion is going to be that way. They'll probably have a main event like this where it's an older guy coming in, or it's Jeff Jarrett on next show where it'll probably be him and Muta and some sort of tag team or something like that. I think that'll be a good idea. And then as long as the rest of the card is good stuff, and there was some good stuff on here, Daisuke Sakamoto and Okabayashi against Kaz Hayashi and Shuji Kondo was a really good match. They had an angle where Kazushi Sakuraba and Shibata went over and wrestled Funaki and Masayuki Kono. That's Masakazu Funaki and Masayuki Kono, and they had an angle where Kono turned on Funaki, so you had that. You had a women's match on there. You had a good mix of stuff, and I think is it's something where as long as Muta can keep funding, it may not be huge, but it could be very functional.
All right, everybody, we are going to head to our hourly break when we return. We are 1 hour away from the WWE Night of Champions pay-per-view. Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton in the main event for the WWE title, as well as a world title match that, quite frankly, nobody cares about based on the TV booking. Alberto Del Rio and Rob Van Dam talking about that coming up after the break and more wrestling and MMA news. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, it's Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. That's right, 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen. The Environmental Protection Agency is due to unveil next week the first batch of regulations under Obama's new Climate Action Plan, a carbon emissions rate standard for new fossil fuel power plants. It could be the death knell for new coal plant construction. The recent bankruptcy of Longview, a highly efficient West Virginia coal plant, is an example of the pressures already facing the coal industry in the United States. 50 years after a bomb ripped through a Sunday school, killing four girls and rocking a racially divided nation, the city of Birmingham, Alabama is commemorating the tragedy that led to the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. 36 years ago, NASA launched two space probes to explore the planets in our solar system. Now scientists say Voyager 1 has reached a historic frontier. It is the first man-made spacecraft to leave the solar system and cross into interstellar space.
You probably knew that Thomas Edison gave us the first commercial light bulb. But did you know he invented alkaline batteries and an electric train? Edison said, if we all did the things we're capable of, we would astound ourselves. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For almost two decades, I've been helping families build home businesses. Many have been astounded at what they've been able to achieve. Today, I want to introduce you to my newest and most exciting home business concept ever. It's MaxAchieve.com. If you'd like to earn $500 to $5,000 or more a month working from home, check out MaxAchieve.com. This is more than a home business. At MaxAchieve, we want to help you experience more success in all areas of your life. To find out how you could astound yourself, go to MaxAchieve.com. That's MaxAchieve.com. Or call 800-801-3465. 800-801-3465.
Can the U.S. and Russia work together on the Syrian problem?
President Obama told ABC the U.S. and Russia can work together on Syria. He said Iran and its nuclear weapons pose a bigger threat to the U.S. and Israel than Syria, but he hopes Iran can realize diplomatic solutions are possible. The president talked about the economic crisis and accused Republicans of failing to compromise on the budget and health care. Connie Lawn, IRN USA News, Washington.
Leading U.S. Republican lawmakers voiced skepticism Sunday over whether or not that deal to remove Syria's chemical weapons could work without a credible threat of force pressuring the Syrian government to comply. The Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers, told CNN, "If the president believes, like I do, that a credible military force helps you get a diplomatic solution, they gave that away in this deal." For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Faced with a chorus of warnings that China risks choking on bad debt, Beijing is pushing banks to raise private capital in an effort to head off the need for a second government bailout in the past 20 years. Authorities appear focused on pushing banks to bolster their balance sheets by aggressively enforcing new international bank capital requirements known as Basel III. Egyptian private equity firm Citadel Capital has won clearance to ask shareholders to approve a capital increase, a sign of increasing confidence in Egypt's financial markets. Citadel has struggled with losses over the past 2 years, originally requested regulatory approval for the share sale last year. Like many business plans during the administration of President Morsi, the sale did not go ahead because of bureaucratic obstacles and poor market conditions. Morsi was taken out of office by the army after popular protests in early July. They are often compared to Serge and Beatty Clarsfield, the activist couple who came to fame in the 60s tracking down Nazis from France. But Elena de Froza Gautier have their sights on Rwanda's 1994 genocide. The pair have spent a decade searching for dozens of suspected accomplices of the massacre in Rwanda, who have since been living quietly in France. France has now agreed to stage the first trial of a 53-year-old former soldier accused of arming and guiding the killers. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot of news to talk about here in this hour, including the WWE Night of Champions pay-per-view, which is starting moments after the show goes off the air. And Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton in the main event, Alberto Del Rio and Rob Van Dam for the world title. Also on the show tonight, the primetime players in a, it's actually a Night of Champions kickoff match. Primetime players, Tons of Funk, Usos, 3MB, Real Americans, with the winners getting a shot at the Shield. That match starts in about 45 minutes. It is a free pre-show match. We've got CM Punk versus Curtis Axel and Paul Heyman. AJ Lee will defend the women's title against Natalya, Brie Bella, and Naomi in a match that could feature a title change if, in fact, it is scheduled to be the main event of the second season finale of Total Divas, which the second half of the season is going to be starting in November. The first, by the way, season finale with the wedding is tonight, Natalya's wedding to TJ Wilson. That is tonight. We'll talk about that as well. Shield against the Tag Team Turmoil winners, and yes, Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose for the U.S. title also on the show. That's only six matches on pay-per-view, so be ready for some long matches, particularly the Randy Orton-Daniel Bryan match for the WWE title. There will probably be a match added to the show as well, I would presume. I don't expect Alberto Del Rio and Rob Van Dam to be all that long, or the Punk Curtis Axel Paul Heyman match, because Paul Heyman, of course, is not a wrestler. So I don't expect him to be out there for 35 minutes, but we shall see. When we come back from the break, we are going to start our preview of this show. We'll get Mike's thoughts on all of the matches. Is Daniel Bryan winning the title tonight? If not, what do you do with Daniel Bryan? There are two pay-per-views in October, the Battleground show, as well as Hell in a Cell. So we'll talk about that and so much more after the break. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt completely forgiven, both the principal and interest? American Credit Card Solutions wants to give you free information that shows you how. Thousands of people have used this relief program to have their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is $10,000 or more in credit debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. Call for free debt forgiveness information now. 800-287-8013. That's 800-287-8013 to discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. 800-287-8013. 800-287-8013. Don't wait. Call 800-287-8013 now.
Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. As always, we're going to be talking the latest news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. The WWE Night of Champions pay-per-view is starting moments after the show goes off the air. In fact, during this show, the pre-show is going to be taking place with a multi-man tag team match, the winners of which will get a shot at the Shield later on in the evening. A lot of interesting matches on the show. I have not checked the odds of late, but I know there were some big swings over the last couple of days, particularly in the Daniel Bryan-Randy Orton match. Last I checked, Randy Orton was still the favorite, but he had gone from being like a heavy favorite to just a favorite. Not even much of a favorite. I think it was like minus 130 or something like that. I'll try to find the odds. But let's go over this card match by match. The main event, obviously, Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan for the title. Daniel Bryan beat John Cena clean at SummerSlam. Randy Orton immediately cashed in, won the title. Daniel Bryan has then been beaten up, I believe, 8 straight times, at least until Monday and Friday this week, when he actually had his head held high at the end of Raw and SmackDown, which as soon as that happened, I figured, okay, well, he's getting beaten. It's interesting because when Randy Orton cashed in the briefcase and beat Daniel Bryan, I thought, okay, well, Daniel's going to win it back, but it'll be a while. You know, you've got to build to it. Shouldn't take place at Night of Champions. Probably somehow try to drag it out until Hell in a Cell. However, that was before I knew they were going to beat him up 8 times in a row. Once that happened, it was kind of like, all right, well, how many times can you beat this guy up before people lose faith? Now you got to put the title on him quick. So I don't know if they're going to put the title on him tonight. My guess is they're not going to. The obvious question is going to be, all right, well, you gave him his automatic rematch, even though I thought that made no sense. But if he doesn't win in his automatic rematch, how the hell do you give him another match? Especially when everybody in charge doesn't want him to be the champion in storyline. I don't see any way that you can give him 2 more rematches. A lot of questions going into this match. My gut tells me Randy Orton is retaining via screw job, obviously. Mike, what do you think?
I think I got a way out of that.
All right.
Got a way out of it. I think if they give him the automatic rematch, because we're doing this because, you know, we're fair here. You know, we don't want him to be around, but prove me wrong. Even though we've kicked your ass for 8 straight times, you got to lay him out one time. So Daniel Bryan goes out there. Obviously, it's going to be some sort of chicanery that takes place, and Orton gets the win. Then you can say you're done with him. Then you bring back somebody. And again, this you'd have to try. I don't know who could do this and have impact. Obviously, Jericho is off doing other things. You have to try to tap someone to bring them in where they're now, for the main event for Battleground, should probably be some gimmick match where Orton and Bryan are on other sides but with partners. And I don't know who you could do it with. Maybe you can do it with a returning Dustin Rhodes and, you know, person legend X and or legend Y. And then if Daniel Bryan, say Daniel Bryan gets the win over Orton clean, you know, as the two or three other guys are fighting each other and on that next pay-per-view, Bryan gets the win, then he gets the Hell in the Cell match if you want to drag it out that far. It's convoluted. You'd have to do some good things around it, but I guess that could be a way out of it. I'm with you, though. And again, what I forgot about in the last couple of weeks is there even is a Battleground pay-per-view. This whole thing with beating Daniel Bryan wouldn't have been so bad if there was not another pay-per-view in the middle of this where he was going to have to lose on this one and then, you know, wait for Hell in the Cell. I see him getting the belt back, but not until Hell in the Cell, and hopefully he's not too damaged by then, because I think people are still reacting to him. I don't think people should go too haywire in that, you know, it's, you know, you've beat him too many times, nobody's going to care anymore. I don't think that's the case, but you still risk it, and when that time happens, then it's too late to get anything back.
How about this for a scenario? How about you beat Daniel Bryan tonight with massive amounts of chicanery, interference, the whole nine yards. And tomorrow, obviously, Daniel Bryan is very upset. And Triple H says, as a fair businessman, because of your gripes, which I find to be unfounded, by the way, I am going to give you a rematch at this next pay-per-view at Battleground against Randy Orton if you can win a match tonight. And the match will be you versus Randy Orton, as well as myself, in a handicap match, 2-on-1. And if anybody interferes tonight, they will be fired. So you sign that for the main event. Triple H in the ring with Randy Orton. The two of them against Daniel Bryan, 2-on-1. Obviously, they beat the hell out of Daniel Bryan for a long time. But then who should run in but Cody Rhodes, who cannot be fired because he's already fired, and he takes out Triple H somehow, and Daniel Bryan puts Randy Orton in his yes lock and submits him. And so Cody Rhodes has gotten his revenge on Triple H for the time being. Daniel Bryan has submitted Randy Orton, which gives him life, and you set up the match at the Battleground pay-per-view. On that show, once again, however they want to do it, you screw Daniel Bryan, copious interference, whatever the case might be. And at that point, the next night, Vince McMahon shows up and he just says, listen, Triple H, I've been watching you now for 2 months. What you're doing is not, in fact, good for business. I am still in charge, and I am signing Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton for the title in a Hell in a Cell match at Hell in a Cell. No one's getting in, no one's getting out. And that also starts to build your Vince McMahon Triple H storyline, which is their plan leading into WrestleMania this year.
Love that idea. I know there's a lot of people who go, well, how all of a sudden can now you have Vince and Daniel Bryan, you know, down the line team up? It's real simple. You know, and that's a perfect plan to do it, where Vince just comes out and says, hey, look, you know, yeah, I don't want to see the little midget put over. And he says this at the beginning, you know, I didn't want to see him be put over first, but you've been wasting all this time. He keeps coming back. Maybe there's something there that you're missing the same way. And they harken back to this week that you missed on John Cena, or you missed on Edge, or you missed on who was the other guy that they mentioned this past week?
Jericho, Edge, and
but Chris Jericho, yeah. So he would have been the other one there. So I think you can do that. And again, I know there's fans of Daniel Bryan who would love to see him just, you know, obviously win the belt from John Cena and then have a incredibly dominant reign, or at the very least, obviously be treated much better than he is, and I can't disagree with that too much. But, again, I don't think the crowd has turned on this in any way or has lost faith in Daniel Bryan, because I think they look at this as that classic WWE storyline where, you know, unless you're Truth or Miz, everybody who seems to be in this thing, I mean, you can't take too much away from it. It's a McMahon masturbatory thing, and people are, I think, are going to be fine with it.
I think that if your idea, if you're WWE, or Vince McMahon, actually, because it would be his idea, if his idea is that he is going to be the babyface and Triple H is going to be the heel, then it would be so easy for him to come out and do a promo where he simply says, I was wrong. I thought that you were a troll. I thought that you were too short. I thought you didn't have the look. But over the last 3 months, you've become the biggest star in this entire company. All of these people love you. You have submitted Randy Orton. You have pinned John Cena. You are everything that I've ever wanted in a WWE superstar, and you deserve this shot at Hell in a Cell. And go get him, kid, or whatever. And put the guy over like he's the big guy, admit you were wrong about him, and you accomplish everything in one promo.
Yeah, that's perfect. And again, it's the easiest tie-in you can have with that would be seamless. Now, whether they do that or not is a completely different story. But I like that very much. And I don't have a problem like a lot of people do with having a McMahon storyline for WrestleMania.
All right, we're going to head to a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this card, Night of Champions. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
compliant immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network Series Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Check us out on the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone. That's the TuneIn Radio app. Sirius Satellite Radio app as well. iHeart.com, the iHeartRadio Talk Portal, 60 million subscribers. All of those, search Wrestling Observer or Sports Byline. You'll find the show and archives. And WrestlingObserver.com as well is the place to go. If you can't find it anywhere else, it'll be on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern every day. Night of Champions is starting in 40 minutes. Pre-show is going to be starting pretty soon. We are doing the preview here on the program. We've talked about the main event. Also on the show for the world title, Rob Van Dam, Alberto Del Rio, done an absolutely horrible job building this up. Just like the worst job of building a world title match I've seen in a long time. If Rob Van Dam wins, I'll be shocked. I expect Alberto Del Rio to win. I expect this to be the end of Ricardo Rodriguez for a while. Maybe it'll be good. I kind of have a feeling it'll sort of be kind of clunky. I don't have high hopes for this match, Mike.
Yeah, I don't at all either. And I don't know. The whole thing with RVD, since this whole thing anyway, and Del Rio, how exciting is this match really going to be? They have just completely – talk about now, there's someone that people lost faith in. Even the ring entrance anymore doesn't get a reaction. Del Rio, I would actually change the belt just because I don't think anybody's taking Del Rio seriously as a champion anyway. And I'm not – that was not also an endorsement of Ricardo Rodriguez hanging out with RVD, and maybe that's what they do where – Ricardo just was, even though he got beaten up so bad, he just loved his job so much or got paid so much that he's got to be back with Alberto Del Rio, and he turns on RVD. I don't know. I'm not even saying I want to see the belt on RVD. I just don't buy Del Rio as champion anymore, and I was really in his camp for quite a long time. But this whole storyline has really not been good at all, and frankly, probably should just go away after tonight.
Also likely going away after tonight, unfortunately, is Paul Heyman, one of the best performers on the show. It is Punk against Curtis Axel and Paul Heyman. It is an elimination handicap match. They have done everything conceivable outside of saying, it's fake, and we promise that CM Punk is going to beat up Paul Heyman. They have promised Paul Heyman will be beaten up. They have guaranteed it. It's almost certainly going to happen tonight. If not, they've lost their minds. Punk likely to eliminate Axel and then give Heyman the beating of a lifetime, as has been promised, and then probably no more Paul Heyman. Not forever, but at least for a while. You've got to get rid of him for a while after this beating to make the whole thing worthwhile. And it's sad that it's going to end, but I'm sure Paul Heyman will come back with a new Paul Heyman guy. And hopefully it will be somebody good. I don't know what this means for Curtis Axel. Probably not looking good for him. I have heard that he is likely going to be defending his title on Raw, which as soon as I heard that, it was like, all right, well, you're losing your title on Monday. But who knows? Big change coming up for these guys would be my guess after tonight.
Yeah. Kind of stinks to be Curtis Axel. Again, they've telegraphed it the whole time. Yeah, I guess there could be some sort of big swerve, but that would mean Paul Heyman would have to be bringing in another guy, and it just probably you know, it may be good for Paul Heyman just to go away with till the Royal Rumble. Obviously, you know, Brock Lesnar is going to be gone. He's got selected dates, and this whole thing with Curtis Axel, they have just done a horrible job. But I do have faith in that this match, I think actually you said it probably won't go that long. I think a bulk of it will, and I think they will give Punk and Axel time. It'll probably be Axel's best match by far since he's been in the company, even better than those David Otunga tag team matches that he had. And I think they do go a long time, but ultimately Punk, like you said, gets revenge on Heyman and beats him senseless, at least, you know, and being out until WrestleMania or Royal Rumble.
Do you think there is any possibility that Brock Lesnar will return tonight?
Yeah, sure. But again, it's...
You do? I don't.
I don't know how. Look, I don't have his contract, so I don't know how many dates are on there. And for you to be burning through one, saving Paul on a pay-per-view where he was unannounced, I mean, yeah, it could happen, but it probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense. If you were going to do something like that, you know, have Heyman say, you know, I don't know. There's a way you could do it, but again, I don't know how many dates he has. But if he's got limited ones and very limited ones, as the impression is, no, obviously that there would be no reason to trot him out tonight and waste one.
Now, Paul has been on the phone in storyline with somebody repeatedly talking about this. And so I think that there's a slim possibility that Brock will show up tonight. I mean, in storyline, if you know nothing about how many dates Brock has, if you're a casual fan and you think that Brock is just there when they want him there, then you would presume that Brock is going to show up tonight, or you would think there's a possibility that he would show up tonight. But knowing how many dates he has and how expensive he is, you don't waste one on tonight. So let's presume that Brock does not show up tonight. If that is the case, do you believe that this will play into the long-term storyline down the road when Paul Heyman turns on Brock, inevitably, and Brock goes babyface, that Heyman will bring up that here in this important match where this man was threatening to break my face, where the hell were you, Brock?
Yeah, and he could say, you know, you knew Axel wasn't good enough, and Brock can just go, you know, hey, that was Kurt's kid, and, you know, he, you know, it's something like that. And yeah, you could absolutely play off that. Hey, you know, I don't know, maybe there'll be people disappointed. If nothing, I mean, maybe, again, I would figure it's the way it's going to go, the way you said, but what if there's somebody else who Paul's been on the phone with that shows up either tonight or tomorrow night?
Could be.
After it goes down.
Could be. But I think if Paul gets away tonight,
that you could do this with.
I don't think Paul gets away tonight. I think it would be a big mistake for him to get away because they have pushed so hard. So hard that if you pay your money, that's the end of this guy. That I think it would be a bad call for him to get away.
I think the only way you can do that is if you go ahead and again, you have the problem with the other pay-per-view in the way that, you know what, you're going to get two Hell in the Cell matches at Hell in the Cell, and one is finally going to be, you know, the old classic of Punk gets 5 minutes with Paul Heyman to push him, you know, through the fence and make ground beef out of him.
I don't want to see that. That's disgusting.
Well, metaphorically, that is.
I see.
Or something.
AJ, Natalia, Brie Bella, and Naomi. AJ's the champion. First off, Mike.
Paul would be more like Scrapple, by the way, but go ahead.
What are your thoughts on, if you've been listening to the other shows, Dave has got some thoughts on this. Tattoo Gate. AJ tattooing the date that she won the women's title on the back of her neck.
I, you know, not something I would do. I guess people could say it's geeky and that sort of stuff, but it doesn't do anything for me. I'm surprised that there's been that mention, you know, that much talk about it and everything. I mean, maybe again, she's been a big wrestling fan. It may mean that much to her, but yeah, I think it's kind of goofy, but then again, I'm not a tattoo guy, so what do I know?
Well, I'm not a tattoo guy either, but my thoughts on this are, if you want to put the date that you won the title on the back of your neck, who cares? I mean, there's so many bad tattoos in this world. You know what I mean?
On many a WWE superstar.
Yeah. Like, is this really the worst tattoo? Punk put a Pepsi logo on himself, which is now outdated, I might add. And I'm sure if you look around on his body, he's got a lot goofier stuff than a Pepsi tattoo. I don't know.
I just don't. And again, apparently, you know, from what it looked like, the tattoo is up on her neckline where her long hair covers it anyway. It just, I don't understand why people put their child on their arm or write scripture down their back. It's not for me. I don't get it. I guess it's art, and I guess it's just about what it means to that person. So, yeah, good on them. I mean,
has no one seen Tattoo Nightmare? Is that the name of the show? Because I've seen it. And there's some bad tattoos out there.
I've seen a little bit of it, and then I always turn it just because I just don't want to watch it. I'm not interested in it. And, you know, again, that tattoo at least makes some sense as opposed to some people who've had some bad drunken tattoos and some bad ideas.
Yeah. Anyway, who do you think is winning this match?
Not Naomi, which bothers me because I like Naomi, but...
Well, you don't know that. She's a babyface on Total Divas. Maybe that's going to be the happy ending.
And that's possible, you know, but I think, I would use Brie Bella or something like that, being the champion, while Daniel's not the champion and he's going through all this stuff right now. She can be the champion and have the belt, and, you know, since they're such an integral part of the show and they're there to be on that show in a lot of ways... Hey, why not have Brie do it? And then AJ can be really pissed about that and cattiness. Again, look, people want to cheer AJ Lee anyway. They can do that against Brie.
I could be out of my mind, but I know that they've been filming for a while, since at least SummerSlam. So my guess would be that whatever happens tonight is at or very near the end of whatever they're filming. So I don't know about, I would guess Brie, the idea that Brie wins and she has a title and Daniel doesn't, I doubt that that would be a storyline. I would think it would be more that whoever wins, it is the culmination.
It could be mentioned, though.
Is what?
It could be mentioned, though, not like a main storyline, not like something as big as, like, you know, Vincent or something.
Maybe Vincent will run in.
You know what? That would make me happy. Attacking Naomi, we've got Funkadactyl on Funkadactyl action because he is just so damn jealous that his woman should be up for that, and he feels disrespected, and now he wants to go at somebody.
All right, back in a moment, everybody, to conclude this preview. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it,
Or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
On Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Check us out on the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone, the Sirius Satellite Radio app. You can also check us out on iHeart.com. iHeartRadio, the talk portal. Any of these places, you can search Wrestling Observer or Sports Byline USA. Listen to the show live. Also replays. Replays available at WrestlingObserver.com as well. Immediately after the show goes off the air, you can hear the replay at WrestlingObserver.com. And we got a lot of stuff up there. We got daily news updates. We got show reports. We've got everything. And if you sign up, $10.99 a month, we got virtually unlimited radio. Virtually unlimited. We do radio shows every single day, sometimes as many as 3 shows in a single day. Breaking news audio if big news breaks. The daily scheduled shows as well. And as a subscriber, not only to get every single show that we do every single day, but every single show we've ever done dating back to 2005 is available at WrestlingObserver.com. There are thousands of hours of audio. Thousands and thousands of hours of audio. If you love wrestling or mixed martial arts, and you can't get enough of this show, and you only get to hear once a week, you are missing out. Head up to WrestlingObserver.com, scroll down the right-hand side of the page, check out the free radio show samples, and if you like what you hear, sign up, and you'll immediately have access to every brand new show and thousands of archived shows. Interviews with some of the biggest names in the history of professional wrestling are in the archives. So check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. I've said it before, if you like this show, you will love a subscription. Flooded with emails every year from people who said, man, I always listen to Observer Live, and I never signed up, and I finally did, and I wish I would have done it years earlier. So don't be that person. Sign up today, and you'll thank me for it. So we are doing the Night of Champions preview. It's starting in about 20 minutes here. Pre-show match should be starting soon as well. The Shield, Mike, when the Night of Champions kickoff tag team turmoil match has ended, whoever ends up winning, do any of them have a chance of beating the Shield tonight?
Yes.
Really?
But only one. Primetime players.
You think so, huh?
Look, I know it would... Obviously, the cynic immediately comes out and goes, it's just because Darren Young is gay and they got attention for that. And they'll be. That's not really true. Darren Young, I like Darren Young and Titus O'Neil. I think their performance and their work in the ring, and obviously Titus is what he is at this point, but I think, you know, for what they do, the crowd reaction and some of the, you know, the attention that they get is, you know, really not at the level of how good they actually are. And I'm not saying that they need to beat the Shield or anything, or they should be the ones, but with what the Shield are already tied up in right now, they don't need to be carrying around the tag titles. Obviously, you don't need to beat them either, but I think you can do it with, you know, Titus O'Neil, ex-football player who is even, you know, a little bit bigger than Roman Reigns, and obviously, you know, Tyler Black or Seth Rollins and Darren Young. Again, he could sell for Darren Young. They could make it believable, and again, you get that loss out of the way. It doesn't mean anything anyway, and the Shield can continue to be henchmen for Triple H, and I think that makes more sense. Now, I don't think it makes sense when it comes to Dean Ambrose and Dolph Ziggler, although, yes, you can make a case of why it would make sense. But as far as the tag thing goes, I don't think that would be all that big of a deal if you got it off of them, because does it really matter if the Shield are tag team champions?
Does it matter?
Yeah, really.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter if anybody's champion, to be honest.
Exactly. And, but as far as the stories go, it really doesn't matter.
Well, I don't think they're losing tonight. My theory is that eventually the Big Show and a partner are going to beat the Shield. That's my prediction. And I think they were probably going to do it on this show, but I think that because of Mark Henry's injury and Show was a little slow coming back from his injury, that they're delaying it. So I don't expect a title change tonight, but anything can happen. Anything can happen, but probably not tonight, would be my guess. Also, Dean Ambrose and Dolph Ziggler for the U.S. title. Is there any chance that poor Dolph Ziggler ends up the U.S. champion tonight?
You know, there's a chance of everything. But no. And if you have the odds on this one, that would be one I'm interested in.
What happened with Dolph Ziggler here, this poor fella?
I don't know. And you ask around and you poke around and you hear it's because it's just something that he said, and there's frustration sometimes that he can't get it all together, and then he'll again, I don't know what it was. There never seemed to be anything pointed out that was that terrible that was said or done publicly. Maybe there was, and just everybody's missing it, but don't know. It really is odd, although it is, you know, a Dean Ambrose-Dolph Ziggler match doesn't hurt my feelings whatsoever. It's just very surprising with what they were doing with him at one time and the amount of talent and the amount of ability that he has, that he just, again, that he hasn't harnessed it, and they don't have the faith in him to do more than what they've done.
I'm looking at the odds here, or attempting to. Let's see what we've got. CM Punk, Curtis Axel, and Paul Heyman. Punk is minus 600, and Curtis Axel and Paul Heyman are plus 400. I think these are from, these are 2 days ago. These are 2 days ago. Rob Van Dam and Alberto Del Rio. Rob Van Dam is plus 250. Alberto Del Rio is minus 350. And the WWE title, Daniel Bryan is plus 400, Randy Orton is minus 600. So the favorites are the favorites in the betting lines as well.
What was Punk's line right there?
CM Punk was minus 600. Which actually I'm shocked that it's not Oh, I got more. I got the entire line here. You ready?
Yes. Because, man, please tell me that there's some sort of wacky prop bets with the Night of Champions kickoff. As a gambler, I love prop bets just because I'm a complete degenerate.
All right. This is for the... okay, Darren Young and Titus O'Neil versus all others for the Tag Team Turmoil match. The primetime players wins tag team turmoil is minus 350. Field wins field? Tag team turmoil plus 250.
All right.
Interesting. We've also got Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan. Randy Orton initial ruling minus 475. Randy Orton end of broadcast ruling minus 600. So they're thinking there could be a screw job and then a restart or something. Daniel Bryan initial ruling plus 325, end of broadcast ruling plus 400.
I love how this is put too, you know?
It just says here. This is exactly what I'm reading it. Alberto Del Rio initial ruling minus 320, end of broadcast ruling minus 380. So basically the same. Rob Van Dam between plus 240, plus 260. CM Punk... minus 750 for the initial ruling and minus 900 for the end of broadcast ruling. So, in other words, no screw job expected there. The four-way, AJ wins minus 430. The field wins plus 310. A lot of them here. What the
hell? I might throw a little bit on the field there.
This is interesting here. Field wins. Natalia is plus 400. Brie is plus 500. Naomi is plus 500. And for some reason, like, under all three of them, it said Field wins Fatal 4-Way minus 99,999. I don't even know what that means. Field wins Fatal 4-Way?
Well, so the only thing I would take from that is somebody in the field is going to have to win the match, and not like, what's her name? Ava Marie comes in and somehow wins it instead.
I see.
That's the only way I'm taking. I have no idea. That's how I'm taking it, at least. It's just a screw up.
And then Dean Ambrose. I guess they do initial ruling and end of broadcast ruling for every single match. So based on the odds, it doesn't look like they're expecting any restarts. The finish is going to be the finish in all these matches, from what I can determine. And in the Dean Ambrose match, he is at minus 900 against Dolph Ziggler. So it sucks to be him.
Any plus on him at all?
Plus 500.
Oof.
So there you go, everybody. That, according to the odds here, the winners tonight will be the primetime players for Turmoil, Randy Orton for the WWE title, Alberto Del Rio for the world title, CM Punk for the elimination match, AJ for the Divas title, Dean Ambrose for the U.S. title. And I should note in all of those are what everyone is expecting. So there could be, I guess, is there anything else that's not here in the spread? What other matches do we have?
That's it.
They don't have odds for the Shield match, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess, that's right. You only did part of the Turmoil part of that, and that's it.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see, everybody. Those are the odds, and Night of Champions starting moments after the show goes off the air. Dave Meltzer and I will be up with a brand new audio tonight at WrestlingObserver.com, running down all of the results, if there are any upsets, all that kind of good stuff. So get ready to check that out tonight. Very quickly, Mike, you only got a couple of minutes here. Who's winning, John Jones, Alexander Gustafsson?
John Jones. I like Alexander Gustafsson and everything, but, he hasn't improved that much. He already lost to Jones lost to Phil Davis, and I like Gustafsson, but Jones is just too good, and until otherwise noted, just by being tall, that's not going to be the way just to beat John Jones.
All right, and Henin Burrell and Eddie Wineland for the interim. Yes, after 2 years, still the interim championship, 135 pounds. Who wins that fight?
I'll go with Henin Burrell. Eddie Wineland's really good and everything, but it's got to be Burrell. I just don't see Wineland. He's just not good enough to beat him. He just flat out is not good enough to beat him. And that camp that he's with is incredibly strong. And he's gone through everybody else. Why would he not go through Eddie Wineland? I mean, you'd really have to be reaching to come up with a way to do it, I think.
All right. And finally, obviously tonight, it is the season finale of season A. Season 1A. Season 1B starts in mid-November. Of Total Divas, it is the wedding of Natalia and TJ Wilson. And Jarrett is scheduled to show up at the wedding, where he will have it out with TJ Wilson. Are you expecting fireworks tonight, Mike, or is it going to have a happy ending?
I would assume that all's well, that ends well. I'm going to have to probably watch it tomorrow at some point, because the 49ers and the Seahawks are on, and the pay-per-view's on. But I will be counting down to Monday to find out how this drama unfolds.
How did you miss last week's show?
I'm blaming it on football and the fact that I was really, really tired from that weekend. I had a lot going on, and I fell asleep relatively early anyway. I actually fell asleep before Total Divas even came on, but I was watching the Dallas Giants game, and I fell asleep, so I completely slept through it, and it sits on my DVR waiting for me to come to it. So I actually have two episodes to watch. Maybe I just make it a marathon day on Monday.
Well, the show sucks, so just so you know that. Okay. We'll see how tonight does, though, everybody. All right, we're going to do a break. When we come back, the final segment of the show. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469. That's 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469.
The final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. And before we go here today, as Night of Champions is about to kick off, very quickly, Mike, New Japan preview for next week's show.
Yeah, actually, their Destruction show, which is taking place on the 29th, and I'm not sure if I'll be on with Dave Meltzer doing anything or not, but the main event is the IWGP World Heavyweight title, Kazuchika Okada facing off against Satoshi Kojima. Kojima and Naito yesterday, beat Okada and Tanaka in the main event of a show to set this match up, as well as set up Tetsuya Naito against Masato Tanaka for the NEVER title, which also doubles as not just for Tanaka's NEVER title, but also for Naito's number one contendership that he has for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, basically a Money in the Bank type of deal that he has with after winning the G1. So you have that going on, and it also should be mentioned that Tama Tonga and Rey Bucanero will take the CMLL tag team titles back to Mexico, defeating Tanahashi and Jushin Liger.
So there you go, everybody, and yep. This coming weekend, there's a lot of stuff, including UFC 165. And don't forget, we're about to start Night of Champions. And it's a big night for WWE programming, Night of Champions, which just happens to be, believe it or not, going head-to-head with the season finale of Total Divas. Funny how that happens. Although last time when Total Divas went head-to-head with SummerSlam, didn't destroy the show or anything like that. Rating was down a little bit, but the number of people that actually buy WWE pay-per-views compared to the number of people that watch Total Divas, it didn't hurt the show that badly. But season finale is tonight, so DVR it. We're going to be back later on tonight with Dave Meltzer talking that show and so much more over at WrestlingObserver.com, only for subscribers, so check that out. We got a lot of news to talk about tonight, and a lot of shows up already this weekend as well. A lot of them coming up tomorrow, including After Raw Monday night. Dave and I will be back, so check that out as well. And we are out of here, everybody. Want to thank y'all for listening. We will talk to you again next week. Thanks, Mike. All the folks at Sports Byline. Don't forget Art Bell tomorrow, debuting on Sirius. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.